Today's daf is Shavuos Daf Tes. We are 9 lines from the bottom of Daf Ches Amud Beis, the two dots, Ein Bo Yediyah B'Tchila V'Chulu. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu B'nei Yisrael Hanasuna Matzar V'Ashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos Refua Shalema for Yor Yeshua Ben Chaya Atara, Shlomo Ben Chaya Leia, and Chava Miriam Bas Malka Fred. So we're moving along in some Cheshbendiga Dafin, in the beginning of Meseches Shavuos, dealing with the halachos of Yediyas Atuma, Tumas Mikdash Vekadoshav, the Karbonoil of Yoyred, and all the Fashidin and different Karbonos that related to this Chet. So, what again is Tumas Mikdash Vekadoshav? If somebody is Tameh, he's not allowed to eat Kachim. If somebody is Tameh, he's not allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash. In the event that a Tameh eats Kachim, he violates Tumas Kadoshav. In the event that a Tameh enters the Beis HaMikdash, he violates Tumas Mikdash. If he does it B'mezid, Karis, Malkis, Sugis that were discussed in the third parak of Maseches Makis. If he does it B'shoigeg, Karbonos, which Karbonos? Alzeh Anudan. The first daf of the Masechta, which was a very, very long Mishnah, went through all the different variables and permutations that govern how exactly someone that violates Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav would get Kapara. And it's complicated. The reason it's complicated is because, number one, there are a lot of different variables. Number two, there's also a lot of different shittas amongst the Tanaim, exactly how those variables play themselves out. If someone had Yediyah B'Tchila and Yediyah B'Saif, there was some Halama, some Shkoga in between, but he had Yediyah B'Tchila, whatever that means, we learned some sugis about that already, and Yediyah B'Saif, then the halacha is he would bring a carbon oil of a yard. That's the parasha in Vayikra Perakeh, where the halacha is that if someone violates Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, he brings an oil of a yard. It's talking about a very unique set of circumstances where there was Yediyah B'Tchila, there was Yediyah B'Saif, obviously there was Yediyah B'Saif, because if he doesn't know about it, then he's not bringing a carbon. There was Halam in between, that's also obvious, because the only time someone brings carbon for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav is when he was a Shoigig. The Chiddush is, there was Yediyah B'Tchila, then there was Halama, and now there's Yediyah B'Saif. The Halach is, he brings a carbon oil of a year. The Mishnah said, in the event that there was Yediyah B'Tchila, then there was a Halama, and there hasn't been a Yediyah B'Saif yet. So the halacha is that this person, when he finds out about what he did, is going to have to bring a carbon oil of a yayred. But in the interim, as we saw in the end of yesterday's daf, the so'ir hanasa bifnim, meaning the so'ir lashem that was brought by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, was toila, and it protected him from any Yisurim that maybe he is supposed to get because of the fact that he just committed this very, very grave sin. So that in the event that a person violates Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav B'Shoigig, Yediyah B'Tchila, but no Yediyah B'Saif, then the Mechaper, or more precisely, what was Toila, was the Sar Hanasa B'Fnim. When he finds out later, obviously he's going to now be in a situation with his Yediyah B'Tchila and Yediyah B'Saif and Halam in between, and as a result he's going to be subject to the carbon oil of a Yairid. What would be, said the Mishnah, if there was no Yediyah B'Tchila but there was Yediyah B'Saif? So in the Mishnah it's straightforward. He has the kapara that he got was the Soir Hanasa B'Chotz, meaning on Yom Kippur, in addition to the Sar Hanasa Bifnim, that's the Sar Echad Hashem, and in addition to the Sar Lazazel, there was a third Sar that was part of the Kapara, and that was the Sar that was brought together with the Karban Musaf. In fact, as we're going to see very much in today's daf, all the Musafin, Shchidish, the Regalim, and Yom Kippur B'Soichon, had in them a Sa'ir. That Sa'ir was a Chatos, it was Mechaper for something. And the Mishnah says that the Sa'ir, Hanasa B'chutz, that was brought on Yom Kippur, in other words, the Sa'ir that was brought together with the Karban Musaf, was also Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, specifically a situation where there was no Yediyah B'Tchila, there was Yediyah B'Saif, being that there was no Yediyah Betchila, so he's not subject to the carbon Oyla V'Yayred, how then is he going to get Kapara? He's going to get Kapara with the carbon that the Kohen Gadol is going to bring. Which carbon? The Sar Anasa B'chutz, in other words, the Sar that was brought together with the Musafah. So, if there was Yediyah Betchila, Yediyah B'Saif, that's the carbon Oyla V'Yayred. If there was Yediyah Betchila, and there was no Yediyah B'Saif, that's the Sar Anasa B'fnim. It's Toila, it's not Mechaper, but that is addressed by the Sar Echad Hashem. If there was no Yediyah Betchila and there was Yediyah B'Saif, that's the Sar Anasa B'chutz, that's the Sar that was brought together with the Musafin on Yom Kippur. What about if there was no Yediyah, not Betchila, and not B'Saif? So that was a seemingly three-way machloikis in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda is the first opinion mentioned in the Mishnah. He said the Seirei Harigolim and the Seirei Rosh Echadoshim were mechaper for that. So as we just mentioned, all the Musafin had a Sar that was brought together with it. On Yontif there was a Sar, on Rosh Chodesh there was a Sar. What were those Seirim coming to be mechaper for? Again, they're Echatos, so they're coming to be mechaper for something. What exactly were they mechaper for? So Rabbi Yehuda said, this is what it was mechaper for. Also Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, a situation where there was no Yediyah Betchila, and also there was no Yediyah B'Saif. Rav Shimon said, if there's no Yediyah Betchila and there's no Yediyah B'Saif, only the Seirei Harugalim Mechaper. What then was the Sar Rosh Chodesh Mechaper for? So he came up with a new idea, someone that's Tahar, not Tameh, someone that's Tahar, She'ochal Es HaTameh. Meaning, Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav is when the Gavra is Tameh. He eats Kachem, he enters the Beis HaMikdash. Rav Shimon said, the Seirei Rosh Chodeshim were Mechaper for someone that's Begavra Tahar. He ate the of Kachem, that's Tommy, but in terms of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh, when there's no Yediyah Loi B'Tchila V'Loi B'Saif, it's not the Seirei Harugolim and the Seirei Rosh Chodeshim, it's only the Seirei Harugolim. And then finally, the Mishnah concluded, not Mamish, but this part of the Mishnah concluded with Shitas Rameir, where Rameir said that the Sar Hanasa B'Chutz and the Sar of Rosh Chodesh and the Seirim that were brought on the Regalim, they were all mechaper for the same things. And what were they mechaper for? They were mechaper for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav when there's no Yediyah Betchila and there is Yediyah B'Saif. They were mechaper for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav when there was no Yediyah Betchila and no Yediyah B'Saif. And they were also mechaper for Reb Shimon's case, the Tar She'ochal Es HaTameh. A little bit faplantered, but in terms of, as it relates to Ein Bo Yediyah, Loi Betchila V'Loi B'Saif, really, if you think about it, it's three shitas. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Seirei Harugalim and the Seirei Rosh Chodesh. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's the Seirei Harugalim. And according to Rabbi Meir, it's the Seirei Harugalim, the Seirei Rosh Chodesh, and the Sar Hanasa B'Chutz. Bottom line is, again, a little bit Far Cheshbin, no question in the world. And we're going to have another daf now that's going to discuss all of this. And then Be'ezus Hashem, we'll do another recap after we have a little bit more information that's going to emerge from today's daf. Either way, nine lines from the bottom of Daf Ches Amid Beis. So the Mishnah had said, Ein bo yediyah betchila v'yesh bo yediyah b'saif, sar hanasa b'chutz v'yoyim ha-kipur mechapas. In the event that somebody violates Tumas Mikdash v'chadosh ha-b'shoigig, and he had no yediyah betchila, but he had yediyah b'saif, so how did he get his kapara? Not from the carbonoid of the yard, because for that you need yediyah betchila and yediyah b'saif. Not from the sar hanasa b'fnim, because that's for yediyah betchila and no yediyah b'saif. We're talking about where there's no yediyah betchila, yes, yediyah b'saif. The kapara came from the sar hanasa b'chutz, and also, by the way, Yom Kippur, right? So that's something we have to get to. But it was the Sar Hanasa B'chutz V'yoy Makipur. You can't ignore those words of the Mishnah. But it's the carbon and the heftz of Yom Kippur, Itzum Eishal Yoyim. These two things will mechap. Now, if you go back to the Mishnah, on that Beis Amad Aleph, the Mishnah brought a pasuk for this idea. Shenemar. It says in the Torah, Milvad Chatas HaKippur. Now that pasuk is mentioned by the Karban Musaf of Yom Kippur, Sha'alzeh Anu Danin, which is not in this week's parasha, Parashas Achrimos, but rather it's in Parashas Pinchas, where all the Musafin are discussed. And the pasuk says as follows, Seir Izim Echad Chatos, Milvad Chatas HaKippurim, Va'ilas HaTamid U'minchas HaVinuske. So the pasuk is talking about the Sayer that was part of the Musaf on Yom Kippur, and it says it involved a goat that was brought as a chatas, and this goat, this chatas is milvad, it's besides for the other goat that was brought as a korban chatas, meaning besides for the sar echad Hashem. It's a little bit of a funny nusach. You want to tell me you have to bring a goat? Tell me you have to bring a goat. It's a chatas? Tell me it's a chatas. It's a chatas besides for the other chatas. I mean, I could do the math in my head. I can remember that there was another chatas and there's this chatas. And as a result, there's now two chatas. So what does it mean? Se'ir yizem echad chatas milvad chatas ha-kipurim. So the Mishnah said that what you see from this pasuk is that there's some shaychas, there's some kesher, there's some zika between these two chatas, and the Kesher is in the mahus. It's in the whole chayvasei ba'ilamoi of what this chatas is coming to accomplish. How so? Al mashe zem mechaper, zem mechaper. Literally, the mechaper of the sara nasa b'chutz is the same as the mechaper of the sara nasa b'fnir. How so? Ma ha'pnimi ein mechaper el al dova sheyesh b'yediya, afachitzein ein mechaper el al dova sheyesh b'yediya. And the way the Rishonim explain it is that just like the sara nasa b'fnir was mechaper for two things, Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, and when there was a Yediya, specifically Yediya B'Tchila, for Lo Yediya B'Soiv, so too the Sara Nasa B'Chutz is going to be Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, and when there's a Yediya. Not when there's a Yediya B'Tchila, because that's taken already. So obviously when there's a Yediya B'Soiv. So what's the Mekad that the Sara Nasa B'Chutz was Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, when there's no Yediya B'Tchila, but there is a Yediya B'Soiv? It's not out from this Hekish, this Pasik. Se'ir Izem Echad Chatas Movad Chatas HaKippurim. It teaches me that al mashe zem mechaper, meaning tumas mikdash v'kadoshav and is yediyah. Where it's yediyah b'tchila, so that's already the previous staff, that's the sara nasa b'fnim, which is mechaper, using that word loosely, really toila, as it relates to where it's tumas mikdash v'kadoshav and yediyah was besaif. That's the sara hanasa b'chad. So that's all the Mishnah, really all the introduction, says the Gemara. Mechdi. Iskushi iskush lahadadi. From this pasuk, you see that there's a hekish between the sa'ir hanasa b'fnim and the sa'ir hanasa b'chutz. Well, if there's a hekish, so why don't we take the hekish all the way to the max? V'nechaper pnimi adidei v'adachitzoin. So why don't we say that the sa'ir hanasa b'fnim should be mechaper adidei, meaning it should be mechaper for tumas mikdash v'kadosh when there's yediya b'tchila, no yediya b'soif. V'adachitzoin, but it should also be mechaper for tumas mikdash v'kadosh when there's no yediya b'tchila and there is Yediyah B'Soif. Now you're going to tell me, why do I need the Sara Nasa B'Fnim to be Mechaper for no Yediyah B'Tchila, yes Yediyah B'Soif? I have the Sara Nasa B'Chutz for that. No, the Nafkamina, there is a Nafkamina. Lehechad Eloyav Etchitzoin. Let's say you end up not bringing the Sara Nasa B'Chutz. Rashi says, maybe they ran out of goats. Right? There's a lot of goats, so maybe they ran out. But the point is that if there's a Hekish, so why don't we take the Hekish all the way to the extreme? And why don't we say that they're literally Iskushe iskush lahadadi, they're both mechaper for tumas mikdash v'kadoshav, kishiyesh yediya, and even when there's yediya b'tchila and not yediya b'soif, and the halach or yediya, whether it's b'tchila or whether it's yediya b'soif, either way, the sara nasa b'flim should be mechaper. Meaning it should be mechaper with his yediya b'tchila, no yediya b'soif, because that we know already from yesterday's daf is when it's mechaper, and based on the hekish, it should also be mechaper when there's no yediya b'tchila and there is yediya b'soif. On my cross, so the Gemara says you're right. But there's another pasuk in the Torah. This pasuk is in Parshas Tetzaveh. It says, V'chiper aharon al karnoisov, achas bashano, midam chatas ha-kipurim, achas bashano yechaper all over the Torah seichem. It's a pasuk that's tucked away, that's talking about the avodah of Yom Kippur. So again, when you think avodah of Yom Kippur, you think the vachige parasha, you think parashas achrimais, right? But there's different psukim that are tucked away in different places. This is one of them. And the pasuk is talking about the sara nasa b'fnim, and it says, v'chipa harnal karnoisav, this is what we need, achas bashana, bidam chatas ha-kipurim, again, achas bashana yechaper olam. So from the word achas, we learn kapara achas mechaper. Ve'ena mechaper shtei kaparas. That the sara nasa b'fnim can be mechaper for one thing, it can't be mechaper for two things. And being that we know it's mechaper for yediyah b'tchila, no yediyah b'soif, so even though there's a hekish, you can't say it's going to be mechaper for a case where there's no yediyah b'tchila, but there is yediyah b'soif. But now the Gemara asks the same kasha, but in the reverse. Ve'nechaper chitzin adidei v'amayda ovid pnimi. Why don't we say that being that there's a hekish again between the sara nasa b'fnim and the sara nasa b'chutz, that the Sar HaNasa B'Chutz should be mechaper for what the Sar HaNasa B'Chutz is be'ikrei mechaper for, which is no yediyah b'tchila and yes yediyah b'soif, but it should also be mechaper for what the Sar HaNasa B'Fnim is mechaper for, and that is yediyah b'tchila and no yediyah b'soif. Ah, you're going to tell me for that already I have the Sar HaNasa B'Fnim? No. Nafke mina l'tumah de'irabein zel is that. First, the Sar HaNasa B'Fnim was brought, and then later in the day, they brought the Karban Musaf. So what happens if there was a tumah in the mitten derinin, where somebody had a situation where there was yediyah b'tchila, No Yediyah V'Soif, Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshov, on the Yom HaKadosh, by the way, but okay, that's what happened. And the bottom line is, maybe the Sarah Nasa B'Chud should be Mechaper for that as well. Now, when we asked the Kash in the reverse, we said that's not Shver, that the Sarah Nasa B'Fnib should be Mechaper for what the Sarah Nasa B'Chud is Mechaper for. Because for that, I have a Jerusha that says Achas. Oh, it's only Mechaper for one thing. So, one thing is already taken, I can't use a second thing. Good. That explains why the Sar HaNasa B'Fnim can't be Mechaper for both things. But let the Sar HaNasa B'Chutz be Mechaper for both things. It's the same Hekish. So the Gemara says, Amakro, the Pasuk says, Achas Pashana. In fact, it says twice. V'chipar haran al karnois of Achas Pashana. Midam chatas ha-kipurim Achas Pashana yichaper. And we learn from here, Kapara zu loitehei el Achas Pashana. So one Achas Pashana teaches me that the Sar HaNasa B'Fnim could only be Mechaper for one thing. The other Achas Pashana teaches me that the one thing that the Sar HaNasa B'Fnim is Mechaper for has only one way to get Kapara. And that is through that one thing, which is the Sar HaNasa B'Fnim. So it's really two limudim. One limud is in the carbon, and the other limud is in the thing that the carbon is Mechaper for. As it relates to the carbon, the Sar HaNasa B'Fnim could only be Mechaper for one thing. So even though there's a Hekish that would suggest that maybe it should be Mechaper for a second thing, it's taken. The other limud is in the thing that the Sar HaNasa B'Fnim is Mechaper for. And that is Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshov, when there's Yediyah B'Tchila and there's no Yediyah B'Soif. And we have a limud that says there's one way to get Kapara for it. Oh, there's only one way to get Kapara for it. Well, we know that that one way for sure is the Sar HaNasa B'Fnim. Theoretically, I would have a Hekish that would be Marba. Second thing, but Achas tells me that I can't use the Hekish. Moving along, Rabbi Shmuel, the Amar says the Gemara, Ein bo Yediyah B'Tchil V'Yesh bo Yediyah B'Soif. Bar Karbin, who, according to Rabbi Shmuel, that holds that if there's no Yediyah B'Tchilo, but there is Yediyah B'Soif, the Halacha is that the person can bring a Karbin Oil V'Yoyret, Sar HaNasa B'Chutz, Amay Mechaper. So what exactly is the Sar HaNasa B'Chutz going to be mechaper for? So, in the Mishnah, we take for granted that if a person had Yediyah B'Tchila and Yediyah B'Soif, then and only then was he able to bring the carbon oil of the yard. Stating that there is a Shitas Rabbi Shmuel, a lot of Shitas Rabbi Shmuel in the beginning of Masechet Shavuos, but there is a Shitas Rabbi Shmuel who holds that a person was able to bring the carbon oil of a Yoyred even if there was no Yediyah B'Tchila, as long as there's Yediyah B'Soif. Meaning this Tanai of Yediyah B'Tchila, Rabbi Shmuel didn't subscribe to. There's a little bit of a discussion here in the Rishonim, Ayin Shom, where exactly this Shitas Rabbi Shmuel comes from. Is it based on Rabbi Shmuel's that we've had earlier? Is it based on Rabbi Shmuel that we're going to see later? Ayin B'Rishonim, but in your neinu, Sadaza Shitas Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel holds that even if there's no Yediyah B'Tchila, as long as there's Yediyah B'Soif, Bar Karben Hu, he's going to have to bring a carbon oil of a Yoyret. That means, L'chaira, then the formulation of the Mishnah doesn't really work. I'll leave it to Rabbi Shmuel. Because our Mishnah made a huge deal about if there's no Yediyah B'Tchila and there is Yediyah B'Soif, how's he going to get Kapara? And we said it's the Sar HaNasa B'Chutz based on the Hekish, Milvat Chatas HaKippurim. But Feit Gemara Kasha, according to Rabbi Shmuel, that holds that if there's no Yediyah B'Tchila, if there is Yediyah B'Soif, this person is shayich to a carbon oil of a yoyred. Well, if he's shayich to a carbon oil of a yoyred, then bar carbon, he has to bring a carbon oil of a yoyred, and that's the way and the only way that he's going to end up getting kapara. Well, if that's the case, faith the Gemara, Sar HaNasa B'Chutz, Amay Mechaper, what exactly is it going to be Mechaper for? So the Gemara says, Al She'im B'Yediyah, Lo'i B'Tchila V'Lo'i B'Soif. You want to know what it's Mechaper for, according to Rabbi Yishmael. Meaning, what is the Sar HaNasa B'Chutz Mechaper for? It's Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, when there was no Yediyah, Loi betchila, the loi besayf. But the Gemara says, if there's no yediyah, loi betchila, loi besayf, hay seirei harugalim, the seirei rashi chadashim mechaper. What do you mean? I thought the seirei harugalim and the seirei rashi chadashim mechaper for that. Now, whose shita in the Mishnah was it that the seirei harugalim and the seirei rashi chadashim mechaper for no yediyah, loi betchila, loi besayf? Right, with three shitas in the Mishnah, it's kedai lechaz of them. Rabbi Yehuda said that when it comes to no yediyah loy betchila v'loy besoif, it's the seirei harugalim and the seirei rashi chadashim. Rabbi Shimon said it's only the seirei harugalim. Rabbi Meir said if there's no yediyah loy betchila v'loy besoif, it's the Sar HaNasa B'Chutz. It's the seirei harugalim and it's the seirei rashi chadashim. What's the Gemara's kasha? That you want to tell me, according to Rabbi Yishmael, you want to know what the Sar HaNasa B'Chutz is giving me mechaper for? Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh, when there's no Yediyah Leib Tchila V'Leib Soif, that's the Siri HaRugalim and that's the Siri Rosh HaKadosh. No, there's the Gemakshah is asking from Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Why? I don't know. But the Maksha is asking from Shita's Rabbi Yehuda, what's the answer going to be? So look, Meir, you're right. I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. It doesn't work. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's the Siri Hergalim and the Siri Rosh Chadashim that I'm a chaper from Mikdash Vekadashav when there's no Yedid of Adai B'tchid of Adai B'sayf. Aber Meir held not that way. What did Meir say? The Omar, he's in Kolasim Kaparos and Shava al Tumas Mikdash Vekadashav, right? That all of the Seirim, Sa'id the Sarah Nasa Bechutz, and Sa'id the Seirim Regalim, and Sa'id the Seirim Rosh HaKadoshim, I'm a chaper for Tumas Mikdash Vekadosh, when there's no Yediyah, Loi Betchid, Loi Besayv. So Rabbi Yishmael is going to hold, like Rameir. Just one knetch. When Rameir said that all of the Seirim I'm a chaper for the same thing, it really meant two things in the Mishnah. It meant Sai when there's no Yediyah Betchila and there is Yediyah Besayf, and Sai when there's no Yediyah Loi Betchila V'Loi Besayf. Meaning, what Rameir basically said was, is that in the Mishnah, the Sara Nasa B'chutz is Mechaper for no Yediyah Betchila V'Yeh Yediyah Besayf. The Seirah Shechadashim Seirah Regalim, let's say I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Mechaper for no Yediyah Betchila and also no Yediyah Besayf, comes again Rameir and he says, no, all three of these types of Seirim, I'm a chaper for both of those categories. Sain no Yediyah Betchila, yes, Yediyah Besayf, and Sain no Yediyah Betchila, and Sain no Yediyah Besayf. That was Shittas Rameir. When the Gemara says Rabbi Shmuel Sovla Kerameir, it's not Mamash Rameir, because according to Rabbi Shmuel, you don't need any of the Seirim to be mechaper for no Yediyah Betchila, and yes, Yediyah Besayf, because for that, you're a bar carbon, you have to bring the carbon oil of a yared, so you're not going to get kapara through the Seirim. What we mean when we say Sovla Kerameir is that kolas Seirim kaparos and shavet, that's all we mean. And whereas Rameir said it regarding category 3, no Yediyah Betchila, yes Yediyah Besayf, according to the Chachamim, or according to Rabbi Shmuel, I should say, it's going to be only Noigeya, where it's no Yediyah Betchila, and there's no Yediyah Besayf. Says the Gemara, Elo Lamai Hilchasa Iskish Chitzain Lepnimi, says the Gemara, Libo de Rabbi Yishmael, who is saying now holds that when there's no Yediyah Betchila, but there is Yediyah Besayf, really he brings a carbon oil of a yoreh, and the sar hanasa b'chutz is mechaper only for when there's no Yediyah Betchila and there's no Yediyah Besayf. So says the Gemara, do we have to revisit the hekesh in the Mishnah? The Mishnah said that there's a hekesh between the sar hanasa b'fnim and the sar hanasa b'chutz. Siri zemechot chatos, milvad chatos ha-kipurim. What does it mean, Milvad Chatas HaKippurim? What it means is that there's a shaychus between the Sara Nasa B'chutz and the Sara Nasa B'fnim. Now, in the Mishnah, what was the shaychus? We said, Tartei B'mashma. Number one, that the Sara Nasa B'chutz, like the Sara Nasa B'fnim, is Mechaper and Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. Number two, with his Tzad Yediyah. So the Sara Nasa B'fnim is when there's Yediyah B'tchila, it's Toilo, and the Sara Nasa B'chutz is going to be when there's a Yediyah B'soif. But the bottom line is, the Hekish seemed to suggest that the Sara Nasa B'chutz is mechaper when there's a tzad yediyah. According to Rabbi Shmuel, the sara nasa b'chutz is mechaper when there's no yediyah loy betchila v'loy besayf. This is Rabbi Shmuel's chiddush, right? We just mentioned the second. If you're holding cheshbon, even according to Rabbi Meir, this is not true, because according to Rabbi Meir, it's mechaper on both. But for sure, there's a tzad yediyah. So Rabbi Shmuel just basically came out, and Rabbi Shmuel said that the sara nasa b'chutz is actually not mechaper when there's a tzad yediyah, which l'chayra undermines the hekesh. So says the Gemara, Elo l'may hilchasa iskesh chitzen l'pnimi. So the Gemara gives a very obvious answer. You're right, the hekesh is negay and not the tzad yediyah. It's negay, the ikur din of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. That ma p'nimi ain't mechaper b'shar averos. Only wa Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav chitzen ain't mechaper b'shar averos. So too, the sara nasa b'chutz not gonna be mechaper b'shar averos. It's only gonna be mechaper for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. So really, one of the chidushim that just emerged, which requires us to revisit the introduction to the daf. I'm not doing that now, but what would require us to do that is, oh, there's a new shita here, a monkey wrench, Shitas Rabbi Yishmael, who holds that really when there's no Yediyah Betchila and yes Yediyah Besayf, for that you have the carbon oil of a yoreh. So the whole category 3 of no Yediyah Betchila, yes Yediyah Besayf is ala panim, alibid Rabbi Yishmael, which forces us to now tweak category 4, etc., etc., with all the cheshbonos that would emerge, but just in terms of pshat tov and the Gemara, we're moving along. Al she'ein bo yediyah betchila v'loy besayf. What happens if there's no yediyah betchila and there's no yediyah besayf? Siri regalim v'siri rashi chadashim mechaprim divi Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Rabbi Yehuda, as we saw, is really only the first shita of the Mishnah, right? According to Rabbi Yehuda, if there's no yediyah betchila, there's no yediyah besayf, it's the siri regalim and it's the siri rashi chadashim that mechaper. It's Chazer. According to Reb Shimon, it's not the Seirei Regalim and the Seirei Rosh Chadashim. It's only the Seirei HaRegalim. Right? What was the Seirei Rosh Chadosh Mechaper, that was Al Torah She'achal HaSatame. According to Rameyer, it's Sai, the Sirei Regalim, and the Sirei Rosh HaKadosh, like Rabbi Huda, but also the Soir Hanasa Bechutz. Rameyer Grata has noise of the Kechadushim. He holds that they're not only Mechaper for no Yediyah, Loi Betchil of Loi Besoif. They're also Mechaper for no Yediyah Betchil, yes, Yediyah Besoif. And he Grata added to that, they're also Mechaper for Tahar She'achal HaSatame. Zok to Gemar. But as it relates to Rabbi Huda, that if there's no Yediyah, Loi Betchil of Loi Besoif, Seirei Regalim, Seirei Rosh Chadash and Mechapim. Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul, Rabbi Yehuda the Amoira, right? We're dealing with Rabbi Yehuda the Tana, but this is Rabbi Yehuda the Amoira, saying the name of his great Rabbi Shmuel. My time with the Rabbi Yehuda. What is the Makar to Rabbi Yehuda that the Seirei Regalim and the Seirei Rosh Chadash are Mechapir for Tumas, Mikdash, for Kodashav, Kishayim Baloyedia? Betchilo or besnoif on makroy. He said it's learned that from the following pasuk. It says regarding the musafin that were brought on Rosh Chodesh usir izem echad lechatos lashem al oilas atomid yeyosev iniska. Right. So the musafin were inherently an oila. In fact, the reason the carbon musaf was called the carbon musaf is because it's noisef. It's an add-on. It's an addendum. It's a nisfach, right, to use Vav vernacular, to the carbon tamid. The carbon tamid was a carbon oila, obviously. And being that the tamid was an oila, so the musaf is inherently an oila. But included in the cocktail of carbonos that were brought was this goat. And that goat was actually not an oila, had a different name. It's part of the musaf, but had a different name. It's a chatas. And that's what the pasuk is saying. Usi'ir izin. One goat, right? Echad lichatos lashem al oilas atomid yeyase v'niskoy. Now the Torah uses the word lashem. As a matter of fact, if you go through all the musafim that are mentioned, right, all the ka'elas, all the musafim that are mentioned in Parshas Pinchas, so what you're going to see is that there's only one time that the Torah refers to the seer izim echad lichatos as lashem, and it says it by Rosh Chodesh. So said Rav Yehuda the Amor in the name of Shmuel that Rav Yehuda the Tana who formulated this position of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh Shavu, there's no Yediyah B'Tchilo B'Soif, has a Sheiches to the Seirim of the Musaf, and it came from the word Lashem. And what does the word Lashem teach me? It's a Chet She'ein Makriboy Elo Hashem. Yehei Sa'ir Zeh Mechaper. That you want to know what the Sa'ir is Mechaper for? The Sa'ir is Mechaper for a Chet that the only one that knows about the Chet is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If there's no Yediyah B'Tchilo and there's no Yediyah B'Soif, so the only one that knows is Kaviyochel, and as a result, Gevalding, that's what this carbon is coming to be mechaper. Now, we have a makar for this Sar Rosh Chodesh, right? But the Gemara interrupts, and the Gemara says, what? That's what the word Hashem is coming to teach me? Don't I need for something Rosh Chodesh? Torah, Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh, Man Nishtana, Seir Shal Rosh Chodesh, Nema Boi Hashem, Man Nishtana, right? Why is the Seir Shal Rosh Chodesh different? That it's the one of the Seirim by all the Musafim, the Torah says the word Hashem. Amar Hakadosh Baruch, Hakadosh Baruch Hu said Seir Zeh Yehei Kapara Al Shemiatiti Esayorech. So we know from Chumashir, or we know just because we know, that B'tchilas Bria Sa'olam and Hakadosh Baruch Hu created the Ma'oirois. So there were two Ma'oirois Hagdolim, right? There were two very, very large luminaries. There was the sun and the moon, and the moon came with a taina and said Ein Shnei Melachim Mishnamshim Bekeser Echad. And Elish said, "You're right. Lachi Ma'ati Atzmech. Go ahead and make yourself smaller." Rashi brings in a Chumash in the beginning of Parshas Bereishis on the fourth day of creation, and it's really based on the Gemara Masechet Schulin Daf Samach. But either way, Hakadosh Baruch Hu was Memayet the Yoreach, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu feels, this is way above our pray grade, that the Eibishter needs some sort of kapara because of what he did. And every single Rosh Chodesh, that's the yontif of the moon, every single Rosh Chodesh, the Yidin would bring the Sa'ir to be mechaper for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sa'ir zeh yehi kapara al shem mi'atetiyas hayorech. But the bottom line is, that's what the word Lashem is coming to teach me. And that's why it says it only by Rosh Chodesh, because that Sar is unique, that it has a sheiches to kapara for the mi'at hayorech. So, how could you tell me that the word Lashem is coming to teach me im b'yadiyah le'betchil v'lo'y b'soif? Don't I need it already from Reish Lakish? So the Gemara says, im kein oy bazoi. If it was only coming to teach me Reish Lakish as halacha, le'makra, then grammatically what the pasuk should have said regarding the Sar was, it should have said, se'ir izem echad lechatos al Hashem. On behalf of Hashem. My Lashem? Lashem means, it means our judge. So that maybe it's only coming to teach me The halacha of im b'yidia le'bitchidav le'bitchidav said, how do you know Reish Lakish says halacha? So the Gemara says, imkeinei b'azai, it's also not grammatically perfect. Because name makro, what the pasuk should have said was, chatos Hashem. My Lashem shamet minotarti. So the bottom line is, it says, lichatos Lashem. And really, the reference is clearly something that has Shaykhis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's two possibilities that Chazal came up with. Maybe it means a chet that only Hashem knows about. Or maybe it's kaviyachol, a chet that has a shaykhis to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The grammar is not perfect either way. And it's for that reason, Shamit Minotarikti, what we end up with is both Joshes. But the bottom line is, Rav Yehuda said the name of Shmuel. My time is the Rav Yehuda. That the Seirei Regolim and the Seirei Rosh HaKadoshim Amechaper for Tumas Mikdash for Kadosh when there's no Yediyah Loi B'tchidav Loi B'soif. It's learned out from Usir Izem Echad L'chatos L'Hashem. We're talking about a chet she'in makrabay el Hashem. Afraid the Gemara, the obvious follow-up question. V'nechaper nami afilu b'shar aveiros. Meaning, I hear. So we know that this Sar is going to be Mechaper for something that there's no Yediyah. The only one that knows about it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But how do you know it's Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh Hav? Maybe it's Shar HaVeiros. Meaning, maybe Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh Hav also. But also Shar HaVeiros. Tani Rabbi Shmuel. So this was already explained in a Brice and the Yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel. Hey, was that Bob's Man Kavua? Being that the soir on Rosh Chodesh was brought bisman kavua, v'zeh bo bisman kavua, ma'zeh ene mechaper el atumas mikdash v'kadoshav, avzeh ene mechaper el atumas mikdash v'kadoshav. And the way Rashi explains is that we're making some sort of shaychis between the soir that was brought on Rosh Chodesh and the soir hanasa b'chutz that was brought on Yom Kippur. And just like the soir hanasa b'chutz, which was a soir, it was part of the musaf, and it was brought bisman kavua, right? It's a mitzvah eser shazman geram. It was brought bisman kavua, and it was mechaper for what? For tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. So too, the sar Rosh Chodesh is also going to be mechaper for tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. Now, whereas the sar anasa b'chutz on Yom Kippur was mechaper with his yediya b'soiv, that's because of the hekish of milvad chatas hakipurim. There has to be a tzad yediya over here faker, because it says the word Lashem. I know it's mechaper when there's no yediya loy b'tchilav loy b'soiv. But mehechet tasty tumas mikdash. Right? We've been working so hard to find the shaykhis of all these goats to Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. You don't see it anywhere in the Sar Rosh Chodesh. There's no Hekish, there's no nothing. Says the Gemara, it's not true. Because this Sar is somewhat similar to the Sar Anasa B'chus on Yom Kippur. And if that one is Mechaper on Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, so this one's also going to be Mechaper on Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. By the way, this move of Hoyu v'zeh bob is man kavu, v'zeh bob is man kavu. Ma zeh ine mechaper el atumas mikdash v'kadoshav. Av zeh ine mechaper el atumas mikdash v'kadoshav. It's what's known in the world of Yud Gimel Midrash, Atar Nidreshes Pem, as a binyanav. Meaning there's a binyanav. That's the way Rashi explains it on Amid Beis. So there's a binyanav, meaning it makes a lot of sense. You have these two karbonis that are somewhat similar. If the Torah was megalotos, that this is mechaper for mikdash v'kadoshav, it makes sense this. Also, there has to be a tzad yedi because of the hekish to the sar nasa b'fnim. Here fakert, because it says Lashem, there can't be any yedi at all. Either way, okay, so we have a makar now for this sar and Rosh Chodesh, sirei regalim. How do you know this sirei ha regalim? So the marzav v'chitim, you'll tell me how nami could the tani v'rabbi Yishmol. I don't know, why can you learn it from the same exact binyanah? Right, you just told me, okay, so it's perfect. Meaning there's a binyanav over here. So if there's a binyanav, just like we learned the Seirei Rosh Chodoshim from the Sar Anasa B'chutz, let's learn the Seirei HaRegolim. And by the way, we should have two options now. We could learn the Seirei HaRegolim either from the Sar Anasa B'chutz, or we could learn it from the Seirei Rosh Chodoshim. But either way, you want to know how it has a shaykhis to Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, pick the goat. But either way, right, there should be two options to learn it from. But the Gemara says, Ikkel HaMifrach. Either way, it doesn't work. Because even the Rosh Chodesh, if you're going to tell me, let's learn it from Rosh Chodesh, King Tater. I'll tell you, Rosh Chodesh has a maila over the regalim. You don't usually think of it that way. But it's Tater, right? Meaning there's a Tater to Rosh Chodesh versus all the Yamim Tovim. Even though it's a lot of days of Yontif, right? But each individual Yontif is less Tader than Rosh Chodesh, right? All Rosh Chodeshes are the same, as opposed to each one of the Regalim are different Regalim. But the bottom line is, Rosh Chodesh is Tader from any Yontif that you're going to pull up, and as a result, you can learn from Rosh Chodesh. And even the Yom Kippur, maybe learn from Yom Kippur, right? Yom Kippur is for sure not Tader. Oh, but she came Meruba Kaparosoi. Yom Kippur is Meruba Kaparosoi. You see it as a tremendous ability to be Mechaper. And therefore what? It's a very important important Rashi. Therefore, maybe Dafka Yom Kippur has the ability to be mechaper for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, despite the fact that Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav is so common. Right? If there's anything we take away from the beginning of Shavuos, right? Even if we're not holding cup in any of the Cheshbainas, we for sure know that Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav is pretty intense, right? I mean, everything that was done in the Beis Hamikdash sounds like had something to do with Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, being facetious, but it's pretty intense. Even when it's B'Shoigeg, even when no one knows what's going on, right? Even then, it's something that's very, very serious. And not just that, Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav amazed it as a Chayvi Krisis. So Kubi Yom Kippur has the ability that started to be Mechaper even for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. But Mehecha Teisi, the Seirim that were brought under a Golem, should have that ability. Meaning, to be Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav means you have to be a very powerful Mechaper. Rosh Chodesh has a mile of Tadr, Yom Kippur is for sure, Shekin Kaparos and Merubo, so there's no ability to learn it. So the Gemara in the Cheshbon says, now V'chi Temi, you're going to tell me that if this is right, meaning, and it sounds like maybe it's reasonable, Hagarmina Rosh Chodesh Medyema Kippurim V'loi Parchinan, meaning, if you're telling me you can't learn the Seire HaRegolim, from the Seire Rosh Chodoshim, or from the Sar HaNasa B'chutz, because each one of those has Chumras, and maybe that's why they could be Mechaper of Thomas Mikdash V'chadoshav, I hear, says the Gemara, but then we have to revisit the whole original Makar, because then maybe you shouldn't be able to learn the Seirei Rosh Chodashim from the Sar HaNasa B'chutz either, because at the end of the day, Rosh Chodesh is Tadr, it's Gevaldik, that gives it a Chumrah over the Seirei Regalim, but it's not going to have a Chumrah over Yom Kippur, because even though it's more Tadr, but in the world of Kapara, it's Kapara Asayim Merubah. So Feit the Gemara, V'chi Temi, you'll tell me we learned Rosh Chodesh from Yom Kippur, V'loi Parchinan, we didn't ask this cash. The Gemara says, no, Hasam, it's very different. Why? Because Kapara Michtov Ketiva. Really, the Torah said Mefurish that the Seirei Rosh Chodashim were Mechaper for Chatoim, that Allah Hashem, the only Eibishter knows. And the way we understand that Zakrashi is, all Chatoim that the Eibishter only knows about, even Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, meaning Hakoyel L'Rabbis. When the Torah says Bok Tzener, it's Mechaper for Averis that only the Eibishter knows, it's as if the Torah said Mefurish, not some Averis, but all Averis. If that's the case, what we're doing now, when we're learning from Yom Kippur, is Giluye Milsa Ba'almahu, long Rashi that explains. What we're doing is, we're not being Marbet Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, we're being Memayit everything else. It's a Giluye Milsa that it only is Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, Lafuke everything else. So we're actually not being Marbet Dum Yud Yom Kippur Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, because based on the Mida that we're working with, which is Binyan Av, we wouldn't have the basis to be able to do that. The Teretz is Be'emes Mefurish in the Torah State Alas, Narvas, because of the limud, because of the binyanav, we say that just like there, it's only mechaper for mikdash v'kadoshav, so it makes sense that this should also be. But it's not that we're being marba mikdash v'kadoshav as much as we're being memayit everything else. Aval hoch over here, ikol meima, you could say kulei milsa legamrina. Right over here, you need the limud to be marba the whole fact that it could be mechaper on Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. And for that, mechateisi, you have a right to do it. Elo, the Gemara says you're 100% right. Kedomer Rab Chomer Rab Chanina. You have to say the Makar is based on something Rab Chomer Rab Chanina said. Where did he say it? In tomorrow's daf. We'll see it, Bezos Hashem, tomorrow. Torah could have said Sawyer or Seir. Instead, it says Usir. There's an extra vav. And Rab Chomer Rab Chanina used that to make a hekesh. Now, where does it say Usir? By all the Musafim. Usir, Usir, Usir. And the Gemara understands that that U is coming to be makish, the Seir, to the previously mentioned Seir. Meaning, Poshet, the Torah is talking about the Musaf of, I don't know, one of the days on Sukkot. And the Torah says that in addition to the Oila and all the Karbonos you're going to bring, you're also going to bring a goat. So the Usir is going back on the Karbonos of the day. But Rab Chomer, Rab Chanina made a drasha. He said that no, it's actually going to attach it to previously mentioned Seirim. And he made a drasha with hat, which had nafkimin as lalacha. So Achinami, we're going to apply the same thing, and we're going to say Seir, Useir, the Iskish, Seire, Regolim, the Seire, Rosh Chodosh, Mas, Seire, Rosh Chodosh, Main Machapin, Elash, Imbu Yedir, Lebet Chidav, Lebet Saiv, Av Seire, Regolim, Main Machapin, Elash, Imbu Yedir, Lebet Chidav, Lebet Saiv. So you want to know what the Makar is? It's learned out from a hekesh Seirei Regolim to Seirei Rosh Chodashim. So just to make a recap, we focus on Shitas Rabbi Yehuda as it relates to Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav with his no yediyah, loy betchila, v'loy besayif. Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is that the Seirei Rosh Chodashim and the Seirei Regolim were mechapa for that. There's zero mention anywhere in the Musafin. Now you can go upwards, downwards. You're not going to find any remez anywhere. Number one, two, Tumas Mikdash Vakadashav, and number two, Imba Yadir Le Betchila Vale Bazai. So how exactly do we come up with it? So it's really based on two steps, right? There's a two-leg trip in order to get there. The first leg of this drasha is, it says regarding the Seir Rashi Chadashim, Useir Izim Echad Lichatos Lashem. Lashem suggests that it's coming to be mechaper for a chet that only Hashem knows about, meaning no yediyah betchila and no yediyah right now b'soif. Not just that, it's mashma really all chatoim that are Lashem, stating that based on a binyan av between the sara nasa b'chutz, which was the sara that was brought with the musafin on Yom Kippur, and the siri rosh hakadoshim, we say that just like that is babes man kavua. This is Baba's man kavua. That is mechaper for tumas mikdash v'kadoshav only. This is also going to be mechaper for tumas mikdash v'kadoshav only. Right. So that's how I know that Lashem, but dafka tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. And from the fact that it says Lashem, I know there's no yediyah loy betchila v'loy besayv. So I know it's tumas mikdash v'kadoshav again. When there's no yediyah loy betchila v'loy besayv. What about the Sira regalim? Over there, it doesn't say Lashem. And over there, you can't even use the Binyan Av, because the Binyan Av would have a pircha. So the Gemara says that you're right, but at the same time, there is a hekish, not Seir, Useir, but makish the Seirim Lahadadi. And once I know already that the Seirim are Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash Vakadashav, and specifically the Seirish Chodesh, I know is Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash Vakadashav, when there's no Yedil, there's a hekish between the Seir Ergolim and the Seir Rosh Chodesh. After so, Rosh Chodesh is Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash Vakadashav, when there's no Yedil, but Chidul Lebesayv, the Seir Ergolim is going to be the same exact way. One more Gemara. Ibay Luhu. Ki Amr Rabbi Yehuda, when Rabbi Yehuda said, Al She'im Ba Yedil, Lebet Chidul Lebesayv, Hani Mili Bechet She'im Tso. Did he mean this only where it's a chet that this person not only doesn't he know about it now, but he's never going to know about it? Meaning no one knows about it. And as a result, no one's going to be able to notify him about it. So we assume that it's not only that there's no yediyah b'soif, but it's not even soif livada. Av chet soif livada. But if it's a chet that he's going to know about it at some point in the future, k'mishyesh yediyah b'soif dami. Maybe we treat it like yediyah b'soif v'soir hanasa b'chutz v'yem ha-kippur mechaper. And it falls into the category of em ba yediyah b'tchil v'yesh ba yediyah b'soif, where, again, this is all in the world of Rabbi Yehuda, the sara nasa b'chutz is going to be mechaper. Or maybe afilu chet soif livada, even a chet that at some point this person's going to know about it. Right now he's the only one that knows it. About it. And as a result, right now there's no yediyah loy betchila loy besayv. This is a very straightforward question. And that is, what would be if right now the matzav is there was no yediyah betchila and there's no yediyah besayv, but this person we know is going to know about it? How could we know he's going to know about it? Because other people know about it, and eventually they're going to notify him. Do we view that as being yesh ba yediyah betchila? Yesh ba yediyah besayv. I doesn't know about it, but he's going to know about it. Or do we view it as in be yediyah b'soif because the mice he doesn't know about the mayn afkamina, which carbon is mechaper? Is it the sara nasa b'chutz, or is it the seiri rashi chadashim and the seiri regalim? So the Gemara says straightforward question and a very straightforward answer. Ta shema, it's mevorish b'raisa. Time we learn to the b'raisa. Al she'im bo yediyah loy betchila v'loy b'soif. In the event that there was tumas mikdash v'kadoshav and there was no yediyah loy betchila v'loy b'soif, v'chet she'soifay livada, or if you have a situation where it's ein ba yediyah besayv, but at some point there is going to be a yediyah, siri regalim, the siri rosh kadashim mechaperin divi Rabbi Yehuda. So it's very, very mefurish that even if there's going to be a yediyah besayv, but if right now there's no yediyah, it falls into the category of ein ba yediyah lebetchilav lebesayv. It's not the sara nasa b'chutz that is going to be mechaper, but rather it is the Seirei Rosh Chodashim and the Seirei Harigolim that are going to be mechaper. Now, the truth is, we could do a recap now. I don't think it's necessary, and really, we're going to have to do another Hakdama before the next stop, because we're still in the middle of the Cheshbon, so we are going to exhale. We're going to stop here, and just to end with one light Ha'ara that's related to what we just learned, and it's also Dover Be'itai Matayv, and that is that a good chelik of today's daf discussed the musafim, specifically the sa'ir echad that was brought together with all the different musafim. And the truth is, if you look at the psukim and parashas Pinchas, all the musafim came along with this one goat. And really, the sugyas here in the beginning of Masechta Shavuos tell us what the purpose of the goat was. And they weren't all the same. Tsar Hanasa Bechutz of Yom Kippur was Mechaper for one thing, this Iri Rosh Chadash and this Iri Regalim for other things, Machloikis, Reb Shimon, Reb Yehuda, Reb Meir. In the course of the Gemara's discussion of these goats, the Gemara made a very interesting diak. The Gemara said that if you look at the Tsar that was brought on Rosh Chodesh, so the Torah over there says that with regards to that Tsar, it's coming l'chatos l'ashem. As opposed to by all the other Seirim that were mentioned, over there it doesn't say the word l'ashem. It says l'ashem by Rosh Chodesh, it doesn't say the word l'ashem by all the other Seirim. It's coming to teach me that the Tsar Rosh Chodesh is mechaper for no yediyah betchila, no yediyah besayif. Rosh Lakish said it's also coming to teach me something else. And that is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, bring a kapara for me because of the miyat tayareh. It's actually interesting because really the Gemara made a hekesh from the Tsar Rosh Chodesh to all the other Seirim. So that this element of Lashem that it says by the Seir Rosh Chodashim is really not unique to the Seir Rosh Chodashim. Because based on Seir Useir, Al-Kopanim in the world of Rabbi Yehuda, we'll get to the other sheets tomorrow. But as it relates to the world of Rabbi Yehuda, really it's not exclusive to Rosh Chodesh. Where at the end of the day it is exclusive to Rosh Chodesh is with regards to Rish Lakish's drasha that the Gemara brought. And that is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, bring kapara for me because of the Miyatayarech. But Al-Kopanim, the Gemara made an observation that if you look at all the different psukim, there's a nuance here. Usir is an echad l'chatas l'ashem. Of course, everything is l'ashem, right? But over here, the Torah goes out of its way to say l'ashem. And we learn from here a halacha and an agada. The halacha is, faplonted the halacha, that the Seir Rosh HaKadosh is b'chapa tumas miktash v'chadosh when there's no yudil le'betchil v'le'besayif. And the agada is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I need kapara kaviyachal way above our prayer grade because of the fact that there was a miyateirech. But the emesis is another chazal. This is not in Talmud Bavli, it's in Talmud Yerushalmi. Where Chazal went through all the different Seirim, and Chazal made a hafal de gedik. And this is in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. It's in Perik Dalet Halacha Tes. Rav Misharshia B'Shem Rav Idi. Rav Misharshia B'Shem Rav Idi said, B'chola Karbonois Ksiv Chet. If you look at all the Musafim, when it says the word goat, it says that what's it coming for? It's coming for a chet. Ubat seres. But when it comes to Shavuos, ein ksiv chet. So what does the Yerushalmi mean? Rosh Chodesh. Usi'ir izim echad l'chatos l'ashem. On Pesach, usi'ir chatos echad l'chaper aleichem. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, usi'ir izim echad chatos L'chaper aleichem. When it comes to Yom Kippur, Seir izim echad chatos. Go through each one of the musafim. The Seir is coming for what? It's coming for a chatos. By Shavuos, u'b'yom ha'kippurim, b'yom ha'bikurim. When the Torah talks about the Yontov of Shavuos, it says Seir izim echad l'chaper aleichem. It doesn't say the word chatos. So says the Yerushalmi, R'mishar Shibashem Ravid, b'chol ha'karbonos ksiv chet, u'batzeres ein ksiv chet. Amalehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael, Mikivan shekibaltam aleichem ol teira. Because on Shavuos, when he is mekabel ol teira, male ani aleichem ki ilu loichata asem miyameichem. I'm going to consider it as if you never did an Avera. The reason it doesn't say the word chatas by Shavuos is because if a yid is mekabel teira, he takes upon himself the oil teira, and if that's the case, there's no mention of the word chatos, because you know what? There is no chatos. You didn't do any averes. If you read the Karban Ha'eda in his pirish, right here on the Yerushalmi, Mikivan Shekibaltim, Shebechol Shana Batzeres, every single year on Shavuos, it's Kiyom Asher Amadnu Lefnei Har Sinai. It's like the day that we stood at Har Sinai. U'mekablen HaTorah Michotosh. And we mekabel the Torah again. Like Rabbi Yosef said, Ilav Hayoim Kama Yosef Ika Beshuki. Hilkoch ain't Shom Chatos B'Yom Hazeh. It's for that reason you don't need Chatos. There is no Chet because at the end of the day, it's Male Ani Aleichem Ki Ilu Loi Chatosem Miyamechem. The truth is what the Karban Eida says, and his Pshat in this Yerushalmi is Mefurish in the Rekeach. The Rekeach is one of the Rishonim. The Rekeach said as follows, Atzeres is Yom Shinitna Bay Torah. Okay, listen to this Lashon. Tzrichin Yisrael l'smayach. A Yid has to be so besimcha on Shavuos. Shemoichel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avonei Sein. Because on Shavuos HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives us for all our averas. Damrina b'Yerushalmi d'Rosh Hashanah b'soifoi. Ramesharu shi b'shem Rabach. B'chol HaKorbonis k'siv chatos. U'batzeres n'roi k'siv chatos. Amalem HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Yisrael. Mikivan shekibaltem ala teira. Aleichem malani aleichem kilu loy chatosem miyemeichem. It's a Rekeach. The Rekeach made this diktok. I mean, it's Mefurish. But the Rekeach added to that. And he just said that, number one, it's true when we do it, which the Korban Eidah said, which is also pretty much Mefurish. And the Rekeach added, that's why you have to be so besimcha on Shavuos. The reason you have to be so besimcha on Shavuos is because on Shavuos, a Yid gets Mechilas Avonis. And the truth is, we know the Gemara says in Mesechtes Psachim Daf Samaches, Hakol Moedim Ba Atzeres Debina Nami Lochem. Right, on Atzeres, you have to be even more besimcha than you have to. All the Yomim Toivim, there's an Indian of the Samachto Bechagecha, right on Sukkot, there was a Simcha Yeseira, the Simcha Space Hashaeva, Usmachtim Lufnei Hashem Alekeichem, Shivas Yomim, right, there's Ribuyim of Simcha. But in Halacha, really, from all the Yomim Toivim, the Yontif you have to be the most besimcha is the Yontif of Shavuos. Hakom Moedim Bad Seres, to be in a Nami Lochem, doesn't just mean in the Machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua and that sugya in Psachim Daf Samaches. It means that in Echos, the certain dinim that we've spoken about over the years that are manifest in Shavuos that you don't have. The Rekeach is saying that you want to know why you have to be so besimcha. Pasha, what do you mean? It's Matan Teiraseinu, right? Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Amin. It's more than that. It's because it's a yoim of Mechilas Avoinos. And because it's a yoim of Mechilas Avoinos, it's for that reason we have to be besimcha. And where do you see that it's a yoim Mechilas Avoinos? It's this Yerushalmi. Mikivan shekibaltam aleichem ol teira, malani aleichem ki'ilu loichatosem miyemeichem. I saw in the shiurim for Ameir Alevi Soloveitchik, and this is in Parshas Pinchas, Amish, right on this pasuk, Se'ir izem echad l'chaper aleichem, that the Torah mentions by the Korban Musaf that was brought on Shavuos. So he brings the Yerushalmi, and he makes a very obvious diak. His diak is that, I'll read it inside. V'hine b'Yerushalmi loy amru, mala ni aleichem ki'ilu nimchalu avoynoy seichem. It's not the Lashon HaYerushalmi. Ela mala ni aleichem ki'ilu loy chatosem miyemeichem. V'yesh chiluk b'neyem, said Rameyem. Shekasha osa odam aveira, harei milvad, maisa hached sha'osa, nifol al yidei ze pgam v'ashchosa b'midoysov. Shekol aveira goyremes pgam v'ashchosa b'koychos ha'nefesh. V'ayidei ha'tshuva mischaper lo odam al hached sha'osa. When he does tshuva, he gets kapara on the chet. Aval ashchosa v'apgam shenigrumu benafshoi adayin kayomim bo. V'tzrichim zikuch umiruk tuva. U'lezeh tzorech abal tshuva achakach laharbois betzar v'charot ala ovar. Ad shegoydo v'atzar v'hameriru sheyesh loy ke'eso laveru sheovar yakrim libay atshuka v'anetiyah lohara shehoyu loy al ato. V'zeh al yedei sigufim, etc., etc. I'm skipping. V'zeh achidush ka. Al yidei shekiblu as atoira amra kadosh baruch hu malani aleichem ki ilu loy chatosem yemeichem shegam kol apkomim vashchosa shenasu benafshe shal achoyta al yidei achet nistalko mimenu al yidei kabola satoira shezohi miskula satoira ka amur toira sashem temima meshivas nafesh shatoira meshivas hanefesh liyas kemisha hoisa beli shump kamen haflo vefel. And he says a pshat based on a base halevi that we spoke about once. I am related raid bites, but the bottom line is this diktuk for a marriage. Posh it. I've been brisk. There's no other way to learn, right? Because it's so clear. Mikivan shekibaltam aleichem ol teira, malani aleichem ki'ilu loichatosem yemeichem. It's not just I'm going to give you kapara, but it's malani aleichem ki'ilu loichatosem. I don't know. But maybe you could say, there's a Gemara in the very, very end of Masechtas Menachos. Taf kuf yuram ad aleph. The Gemara says, Omerei shlokish. Ma'i dechsev, zoysa teira lo'oilo la'mincha v'lachatos v'lo'osham. So Rishlokish said, kala oisik b'teira, if somebody learns Torah, it's ke'ilu hikrav oylo mincha chatas v'asham. That if somebody learns Torah, it's as if he brought all the karbonis. Amar Rava. So Rava had a diktuk problem. He said, hi, lo oylo la mincha, oylo u mincha mi boyle. Elo amar Rava. So Rava said, I want to say it a little differently. One knej andish. Kala oisik b'toyra in itzorech. And when you learn the Gemara, it's very sosim. What's the machlokes? Reish Lakish says, "Kala oisik b'toyra is ki ilu hikrav oylo mincha chatas v'asham." Rava says, "Kala oisik b'toyra ain't tzorich loy oylo v'loy mincha v'loy chatas v'loy asham." But the fi hanal could be this is the machlokes over here. Reish Lakish was saying that when a person is oisik b'toyra, it's mechaper. It's ki'ilu hikravoyla min chachatas vashem. So he said, Meres, he did an aveira. You have to bring a chatas. You have to bring an oyla. You have to bring an asham. Right, you need the sara nasa b'chutz. You need the sara nasa b'fnim. You need an oyla b'yayred. You need sirei regalim. You need sirei rosh chadashim. Oh, but then learn Torah, it's ki'ilu. It's as if you got it. Oh, my Rav, no. It's much tiffer than that. Because kol ha'isik b'toyre in a tzorech. Lo'y oyla v'lo'y mincha v'lo'y chatas v'lo'y asham. Because mikivan she kibaltam aleichem al Torah, malani aleichem ki'ilu. And if you never did an Avera Vastavsta carbon, and that's the mile of Torah. The mile of Torah is Vadafsh Tsukum to them. As if you're a Meir, I'll leave this deep on the Yerushalmi. Maybe it's Emes, but Al Koparim, it's a new cook, I think, to the Yontav of Shavuos. Shavuos is man matan Teresenu. Shavuos, of course, is Hakomoidim, Debina Nami Lochem, and all the different skulois and hergeshim that a mindful Yid has when he approaches the Yontav of Shavuos. But this is a little bit of a game changer. Shavuos is a yoyim slichu mechila. The Rekeach says this. One of the Rishonim that a yid has to be besimcha on Shavuos, part and parcel of the simcha yisera you find on Shavuos is because it's a yoyim mechila savoynes. But I don't know. This is a skula that should be etched in our souls, and that is mikivan shekibaltam aleichem ol Torah malani aleichem kiilu loy chatosem miyemechem. Wow, you get a fresh start. Like Rameir Alevi said, even the pekach. Meaning, sometimes you learn the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva, and it could be very overwhelming. Right? We've spoken about this over the years. Is Tshuva so easy? Or is it very overwhelming? But this is klar. If someone is mekabel with an Ehrenskeit, Ol Torah, then you don't even have to come on to the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva. It's malani aleichem ki'ilu loichatosem yemechem. Again, mesech de Shavuos, the yontiv of Shavuos, like the Shlach Kodesh, a little bit of Dava be'itay matay.